Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Mlaleli sawubona egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yimi usizo kwaZuma la sikhuluma ngenqekithi yokukholwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu obenathi kwaze kwabalana yazi sikhuluma about the armor of God siqinise ekseni because iziningi izinto esihlangabezana nazo singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu and I know that you are more than a conqueror. The Lord has provided his armor ukuthi kusize endleleni so that you may be able to stand la usathane ekuhlasela khona. Because lalela, when we are on earth, we are in enemy territory. The Lord has given us the earth, but unfortunately for us, we are sharing this territory with an enemy. Ehlale ilwisana neimpilo zethu ngaso sonke isikhathi. So sihleli endabeni ye armor of God. Last week we were talking about the helmet of salvation. Angeke ngisanabe kangako because siye sangena sajula. But namhlanje I want to talk about the breastplate of righteousness. What is the breastplate of righteousness? We know that our foundation scripture ilapha ku Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, 13, 14. But today we're going to talk about verse 14 sehle nayo. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu, stand with the breastplate of righteousness in place. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 8 lithi, putting on faith and love as a breastplate. This is a perfect definition of what righteousness is. It is faith and love. That is what righteousness is. So now we need to understand ukuthi we are talking about the armor. And then the breastplate is the thing ela in your upper body, the thing that covers the heart. The upper parts of the human body are the vital parts because they contain all the vital organs that make the difference between life and death. Now, the upper parts, we know what we were talking about, the head last week. We were talking about what the helmet of salvation does for the mind, what the helmet of salvation does for the head. Now, I want us to talk about the part that covers the heart, that covers the chest or the torso, you know, ukuthi ibaluleke kangakanani, because it's also vital ukuthi your heart needs to be protected. So if the head or torso are left unprotected and receive mortal wounds, there can be no survival of the human being. That's why they need to be protected. So we define righteousness. Malichizwe uNkulunkulu, we need to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Ukuthi it's faith and love. Sizoyiqhaqha ke manje bathandekayo. Sibheke ukuthi kahle kahle what is the word of God saying. Let's talk firstly about the perception of righteousness. Ukuthi what is righteousness? Righteousness, number one, it is the character and the nature of God. It is a state of being right or correct. It is never falling or failing. NgesiZulu sithi ukulunga. Kuyini ukulunga na? Ukulunga kuyimvelo kaNkulunkulu because uNkulunkulu ulungile. UNkulunkulu akawenzi amaphutha. God is righteous. He is always right and correct, never falling and never failing. UNkulunkulu, he is the perfect being that we are all looking up to. UNkulunkulu is in a continual state, or noma a continual state of right standing with himself, with his word, because uNkulunkulu never goes against his word, bathandekayo, and with his creatures and with his creation. uNkulunkulu is always in a constant state of right standing with himself. He does not disagree with himself. He's always agreeing with himself because we know that we serve a triune God who is one. He's always one with himself, but he's also in right standing with his word. He always agrees and never goes against his word. That's why you can depend upon the Lord. uNkulunkulu ma ekuthembisile ezweni lakhe ukuthi uzokwenzela into, he will definitely do it. He's also in right standing with his creatures and with his creation. Ukwazibuza ukuthi why do you believe ukuthi kusasa ekseni kuzoba kusasa ekseni? It is because ilanga lizovuka noma ilanga lizophuma empumalanga bese liyoshona kuphi? Entshonalanga. You know, we even though the world denies ukuthi uNkulunkulu khona, but the world acknowledges the fact that next week kuyoba i-date eso, this is this month, next month kuyenzakala ukuthini, kuplaniwe ukuthi ama elections anini America, ama elections anini. How do they know that the sun is going to rise? You know why? It is because God is in a continual state of right standing with himself. uNkulunkulu unqumile ukuthi insuku ekuseni kuzophumila ilanga bese ntambama lizoshona. UNkulunkulu has decided ukuthi there's going to be a day and another day after the day, there's going to be a season and another day noma or another season after that season. Kusho ukuthini lokho na? That means that God is in a continual state, and noma ngabe bona they don't believe that there is a God, but indirectly they know ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhona, because these things uzibekile uJehova and wenza sure ukuthi ziyenzeka. So nawe kanjalo, as much as you know that you'll wake up tomorrow morning, as much as you know, okay, maybe you don't know iba kuba khona that thing ihlale sisho sithi asazi ukuthi sizolibona usuku lakusasa na, but you have planned ukuthi kusasa ekuseni uyavuka uye emsebenzini or uya kuphi, you've planned ukuthi wenze ama appointment ukuthi uyobona ubani nini. Why? Because you are confident in the fact that ilanga lizoshona bese liphinde livuke futhi. Kanjalo mthembu uNkulunkulu empilweni yakho, because he is the same God who has provided those very days that you are trusting him ukuthi uzowabona. And so planile ukuthi uyobona umzala wakho or ubani, so planile ukuthi uya attend muphi umcimbi, because he is the same God who has placed in his creation. That's why I'm saying God is in a continual state. Ngisakhuluma nge right standing bathandakayo, I believe ukuthi ijulile kakhulu le ndaba lena. Hallelujah. So God is in a continual state. UNkulunkulu knows no other way. So thina nathi kanjalo, when we become righteous, we partake of the nature of God. You know, and it's only through faith that we partake of the nature of God. It's only when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior that we partake of the righteousness of God. Because we are righteous by virtue of accepting Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. So positionally, we are in right standing with God, even though masithi siyabheka ubuthakathaka busese khona ezimpilweni zethu, masithi siyabheka khona izici ezingafuna ukuphuma ezimpilweni zethu esestrugglisha ukuthi zisuke in our lives. But by accepting Christ as our Lord and Savior, we partake of the righteousness of God. Ngiyathemba ukuthi umlaleli uyangiunderstanda. So you are righteous not because of yourself, but because of the Christ that you have accepted in you. So the first way you can put on this breastplate of righteousness is you accepting Christ Jesus as your personal Lord and your Savior. So ngithe faith and love equals to righteousness, right? Hebrews 11 verse 6, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. So righteousness number two is in being in a state which pleases God through faith. When you believe ukuthi God is going to come through for you in that particular situation, then you are partaking of righteousness, because this is kaNkulunkulu ngaphandle kokukholwa akwenzeki ukumthokozisa uNkulunkulu. So when you are standing upon the promises of God, when you are standing upon the word of God, when you are believing, when you are choosing to believe God in your particular situation, you are putting on the breastplate of righteousness. Whenever the enemy will be shooting arrows to come and attack your heart, you are choosing to say, I am going to stand upon the word of God. Then you are protecting inhliziyo yakho. Ngani na? Ngokuthi ulithembe izwi likaNkulunkulu. Ngokuthi ume ezwini likaNkulunkulu. Bese uNkulunkulu makakubheka wena, uyathokoza ngempilo yakho. And then it becomes accounted to you as righteousness. Hallelujah. So I just want to stop here today, because I can see ukuthi ijule kakhulu le ndaba. I want you to understand as umntana kaNkulunkulu that you are a partaker of the divine nature of God. Usathane will always come to be accusing us, because he is an accuser. The enemy will always be coming into your life to steal your peace. The enemy will always be reminding you of your yesterday. This other man of God, Uti, when the enemy reminds you of yesterday, you must remind him of his tomorrow. Because kumisiwe ezwini likaNkulunkulu ukuthi ngelinye lamalanga uyolahlelwa kuphi echibini lomlilo. So it does not matter ukuthi uSathane ukukhumbuza ilizolo lakhona kangakanani. It does not matter ukuthi uSathane wenze isimo sakho ukuthi sikurasele kangakanani empilweni yakho. I want you to know ukuthi as long as you are standing upon the promises of God in your situation, you are pleasing unto the Lord, and you are tapping into righteousness, and that situation or no matter that state of being qualifies you for God to intervene in your particular situation, whatever it is that you are facing. UNkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli. Until next week, siyaqhubeka where we are talking about the breastplate of righteousness. Sibone ukuthi ijule kangakanani. kangakanani and uNkulunkulu umoya ongcwele asize ukuthi siqhaqe nokuya phambili.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.